This is an RNIB talking book.
All Things Bright and Beautiful by James Herriot.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
All Things Bright and Beautiful. Chapter 1. As I crawled into bed and put my arm around Helen, it occurred to me, not for the first time, that there are few pleasures in this world to compare with snuggling up to a nice woman when you're half frozen. There weren't any electric blankets in the 30s, which was a pity, because nobody needed the thing more than country vets. It's surprising how deeply bone marrow cold a man can get when he's dragged from his bed in the small hours and made to strip off in farm buildings when his metabolism is at a low ebb. Often the worst part was coming back to bed. I often lay exhausted for over an hour, longing for sleep, but kept awake until my icy limbs and feet had thawed out. But since my marriage, such things were but a dark memory. Helen stirred in her sleep. She had got used to her husband leaving her in the night and returning like a blast from the North Pole, and instinctively moved nearer to me. With a sigh of thankfulness, I felt the blissful warmth envelop me, and almost immediately the events of the last 2 hours began to recede into unreality. It had started with the aggressive shrilling of the bedside phone at 1 a.m.